This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Prospective Plantings Report was released on Tuesday. According to the report, U.S. growers intend to plant a record high 84.6 million acres of soybeans this year, up 1% from last year's record. U.S. corn growers intend to plant 2% less acres of corn at an estimated 89.2 million acres. As for other crops, wheat acreage is estimated at 55.4 million acres, winter wheat at 40.8 million acres, cotton at 9.55 million acres, and sorghum at 7.9 million acres. NAS also released the quarterly grain stocks report on Tuesday. As of March 1st, corn stocks are up 11% from the same time last year at 7.74 billion bushels. Soybeans stored on farms are up 34% from last year at 1.33 billion bushels. Wheat is up 6% from 2014 at 1.12 billion bushels, and durum wheat is down 1% from last year at 37.6 million bushels. As for planting intentions in the state of Illinois specifically, corn growers intend to plant 11.7 million acres in 2015, down 2% from 2014. If realized, this would be the lowest acreage of corn planted since 2006. Soybean planted acreage is expected to total 9.9 million acres, up 1% from the previous year. Sorghum planted is expected to total 40,000 acres, up 74% from 2014. Winter wheat seeded last fall is estimated at 600,000 acres, down 19% from the previous year. Oats planted is expected to total 40,000 acres, up 14% from 2014. Producers also intend to harvest 510,000 acres of all hay in 2015, down 2% from last year. One out of every four bushels of soybeans harvested by U.S. farmers last fall will be shipped to China if current trends continue. Todd Gleason explores how this happened and what it means.
Two University of Illinois agricultural economists have measured the footprint of Chinese demand for soybeans. John Newton, along with Todd Keithy, say this one nation takes 13 bushels from every acre of soybeans produced in the United States.
You know, Chinese are bringing in over a billion bushels of soybeans a year from the United States. That's more than the state of Illinois and Iowa produced combined. And then their total acreage needs just around the world is about 60 million acres of soybeans, 21 million acres coming from the U.S., and that's more acreage than you find in Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. So they have a very large footprint in our soybean market.
Large today, but 20 years ago, China imported just 18 million bushels of soybeans from the United States, or 2% of the U.S. soybean exports. Demand from this one nation grew from that meager amount to more than a billion bushels, 65% of the exports, because of double-digit growth in its economy. This growth has slowed, and for some, it is now a caution sign. But not for John Newton, at least yet.
The World Bank is projecting that the Chinese economy is going to grow at about 6.9 to 7.4% through 2017. That's greater than the United States. So their economy is still growing at a pretty significant rate, but they just plateaued some in recent years. So, you know, you look at the growth rate in the Chinese economy as one indicator. Another indicator, you want to look at crushing margins in China. Part of the reason why they've increased their consumption of U.S. beans is they've increased their crushing capacity in mainland China. So long as crushing margins are favorable, then it's still profitable to bring U.S. beans into China and crush them.
These projections support China maintaining soybean consumption at or above current levels. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and USDA Natural Resources Conservation Chief Jason Weller announced Tuesday $332 million in financial and technical assistance to help productive farm and ranch lands remain in ag, among other things, through the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. Vilsack says USDA helps farmers, ranchers, private forest landowners, and partners to achieve their conservation goals using USDA's technical expertise, farm Farm Bill funding and sound conservation planning. He says conservation easements are an important tool to help them voluntarily provide long-term protection of the nation's farmland, ranchland, wetlands, and grasslands for future generations. While ACEP applications may always be submitted to NRCS, applications for the current funding round are due on or before May 15th. For more information, you can visit nrcs.usda.gov/get-started. The livestock industry has been using antibiotics for decades to help not only with disease prevention, but also help with weight gain. Lance Fox is the North American Technical Director for DSM Nutritional Products, and he says as a veterinarian, he supports the use of antibiotics.
As a veterinarian, obviously, I'm a big advocate of the judicious use of antibiotics, and the simple fact is antibiotics do work when they're used appropriately.
Recently, there are concerns that the overuse of those antibiotics could lead to bacteria that would become antibiotic resistant in humans. Fox says, in his opinion, the debate over antibiotic resistance and the calls for prohibition of antibiotic use in livestock is very emotional and is not following the science that shows the need for antibiotic use.
We can show that the antibiotics do a good job. We have therapeutic needs for those antibiotics, and we do have to be mindful of how we use them on the farm.
Consumers have begun calling for antibiotic-free meats and other food products in the name of food safety. According to Fox, that presents a challenge.
The consumer is demanding for products to not have antibiotics. The challenge I have is the consumer, me included, we're kind of that last line of defense for food safety, right? There are no antibiotics in the meat, eggs, you know, when you have them at your plate, how we cook them. It has a big effect on food safety, if you will.
Because consumers are demanding antibiotic-free products, Fox says the industry is looking at different alternatives.
We continue to look at alternatives to the conventional antibiotic use so we can preserve the activity of those antibiotics, particularly on the human side of the industry where there might be some overlap.
Many members of the European Union and Canada have now banned the subtherapeutic use of antibiotics in meat animals because of antibiotic-resistant concerns. On March 27th, the White House released its National Action Plan for Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, a 5-year, $1.2 billion plan to fight antibiotic resistance. The plan includes human and animal health factors. Farmers who would like to run for a 3-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board can now start circulating nominating petitions. Petitions are available at county extension offices and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. In order to have their name placed on the ballot, candidates must submit a completed petition to the Director of Agriculture by the filing deadline of May 15th. Petitions should contain the signatures of 200, or 5%, whichever one is less, producers residing in the counties in the district in which the board member is to be elected. Interested corn farmers must be at least 18 years old, have produced and marketed corn, reside in the district to be representative, and have submitted a valid petition by the filing deadline to be eligible for election. The elections will be held July 7th. For more information or to request a petition, you can call the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-524-9130 or visit the department's website at agr.state.il.us. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch.